Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Hey y'all, welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. I am Melissa.
And I am Melody.
And I am often the gin in this dynamic duo. Mel is often Chad. I said it wrong.
What is happening today? Melissa's going to be gin. That's what's happening.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Okay, I am often the juice in this dynamic duo.
And I sometimes be the gin, but she also be the gin.
Yes. And so I'm not gin though. Okay. So welcome to this podcast. If you've never listened before, welcome.
Welcome
to the good time. Welcome to the shenanigans. Welcome Amen. To the sister chat. Welcome to the girlfriend chat.
Amen.
It's been a lot of things people have been saying, and we appreciate y'all.
Yes.
I know it is early, girl. It's way early. Rocking with us through... I don't even know what I should have numbered our episodes.
She numbers them when she sends them.
Does she? So
yeah,
what number
it's
is
like
it?
29.
That's it?
Yeah.
It seemed like we should be way further along than the 20s.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was 29 when she just sent it.
Not me thinking we was in the 50s.
Girl.
29 deflated. So thank you guys so much because that can't be. Thank you guys so much for like all the positivity. You guys know that I don't read a lot of comments, but for whatever reason, I get caught up in the gin and juice comments. Like,
they be good.
Because they really be good. Y'all be cracking us up. And anytime we see, like, me and Mel will screenshot and send each other, especially if it says, like, the girlfriend chat I saw, the sister chat I saw. Those are always, like, the fun, like, the cool ones, the ones that we really enjoy looking at because we are real life sisters.
Real life.
And we do be getting on the phone and be chit-chatting with the three of us, kikiing, and child. We need Monique on this show.
We do. She gonna come.
Because she needs to tell y'all about the shenanigans that happens in her life. But it is not our story to tell. So yeah, we need her to come on and just do it without the names. So anyway, we
use the names. But okay, go ahead.
Either way, child, because she it be I
she be having a time.
She be having a time. And I just want to say this to all of our girlfriends out there that are single.
And dating.
And dating in these ghetto streets.
Ghetto.
My heart goes out to you. I just want to let y'all know.
Oh my gosh.
That my heart and every ounce of the prayers that I give to Jesus,
man,
you are included.
Me and Greg and I were having a conversation about Monique and her dating stories last night. And I was at the end of it, I said, you know what? Women who say that they want to have a baby and they have come to the point in which they're like, I don't even need a partner because I make enough money. I can support myself. I got my own house, my own job, my own career, my own car. So I can just have a baby by myself. I was telling him last night, I get it. And I support that. You should. Because these men belong in the trash can.
And then set on
literally.
And then set on fire. You guys, first of all, I didn't think about this, but 100% accurate. Okay, 100% accurate. If you are, you know, of age and you're just like, I just want a baby. Mm-hmm. I could do without the man. I'm willing to sign your change.org petition. I am willing to be the first signature,
girl,
on your change.org petition.
Amen.
Because these menses,
man,
and
man,
the pickings are scam.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, to think about the additional headache, kids be a headache already.
Man.
So to think that you're waiting for this headache to come along just so that you can have your own headache together, you the one that's gonna be stressed out, that's double the headache for you.
Listen,
you don't have to do that. You deserve better. God wants more for you in this life.
And this is what I want you to know. This is what I want you to know, because women are socialized. I don't know why we all on this tangent, but we're here now. We didn't even get to the long story short, but this is what I want you to know. Women, because we are socialized to believe that we aren't complete and haven't done something with our lives unless we have a man, I want you to know you deserve better than the pickings that are available. Stay single.
Stay single.
Stay single. Because these men was giving me a headache.
Yes.
And I live in L.A. She live in South Carolina.
You would think. I don't know why I thought. I thought you would have, because I hear L.A. is like a terrible place to date, but I assume, and I mean, I would imagine Atlanta also. I dated a little bit when I was there, but then I found Greg, so I didn't have to date that much. But like, I just assume South Carolina would be like a decent dating pool. She has, either it's not, or she knows how to pick them.
Oh my God.
Because they be
trash.
Anyway, she gonna come on here and tell her story.
Hey. Trash.
She gonna tell her story and all the single.
Because she got one, or two, or three.
She got a few.
She got a few, and they are. And I would think, okay, I'm gonna get off of after this. I thought that in the South, because of like Southern hospitality and Southern gentlemen and all, that they would be like upstanding men.
Yes, they are not.
They are like, you know how like there's like the clearance section, which usually is like the section, you know, you go there and it'd be the clothes that didn't nobody want when it was on regular price. They're in like the Goodwill.
Oh my.
Like they're not even clearance section men. These men
be found on the street in a bag like section. Yes.
And not like the cutesy vintage thrifting stuff you find. No, like the, why are y'all even selling this? Don't nobody want this. This should have been shredded.
Where is your mother who raised you?
Because she didn't.
She needs to be called up.
Yeah.
because girl, what?
What?
And also, with that said, here's the thing, and this is what we all been having the conversation with Monique about. Just because they're trash does not mean you need to settle for that trash.
Listen!
You don't need to do that, women.
No.
Ladies. And And even low-key, it could go for the men as well. If you're experiencing trash... Oh, that's mine. If you're experiencing trash women, it's less likely. But, I mean, sure.
But
it,
sure.
It could happen.
They could happen. They exist.
Whatever. But listen, ladies, you do not have to put the bar on the ground.
No.
Amen. Just be single. Live your life.
Live
have
your
fun. Go on your trips. Have your baby if you want. Okay? Buy your house. You don't have to wait for these trash men to come along and give you a headache. Do your stuff. Do your stuff.
Woo, child. All right.
Amen.
That was the moral of today, but we're going to move on to the lesson. Okay, so we're going to start with a little section that we like to call long story short.
Amen.
And this is where we talk about some of the happenings that happened this week. Let me tell you about what I enjoy about... Let's end on yours because yours is positive.
Okay.
This is what I enjoy about this section is because you guys often, in the Kev on Stage universe, you guys don't actually get to hear from, what's going on in my real life.
Yes.
And because I have an image of, classy and sophisticated and put together.
Come on, image.
You know, it's just what y'all be telling me. But this is the thing. My life don't always be that way. Sometimes my life be real, real chaotic.
Hello.
So let me tell you about the chaos that ensued this week.
Oh, I'm excited about this. Yes, tell. Because hold on, before you say it, when I told my spring break story, somebody commented and was like, Mel is so disorganized. I love it. And I was like, I'm not disorganized. I'm generally pretty together.
Oh, same.
Until.
Except when I'm not.
Yes. So please tell this hilarious story.
We are recording this episode today because Mel has taken the kids on spring break. They're going on a cruise. We all know this story. So I was like, fine, no big deal. We'll record next week Friday because I'm going on spring break with my boys the following Friday. Fantastic. Isaiah sends us a text and he says, I don't have school on Friday. It's Cesar Chavez Day. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that's odd. Cesar Chavez Day is normally the Friday before spring break. Why would they separate it in the 10 years we've been here? That's all, it always leads into spring break. He says, well, spring break is next week, meaning Monday. Not the following Monday. So me and my organizational self bought plane tickets. We bought a hotel, reserved a hotel. Dinner reservations have been made.
Uh-huh.
Jurassic Park excursions.
Ooh.
Parasailing. All of the things are all reserved for the following week, the week when my kids should have their little booties in school. So guess what I spent my Wednesday. No, was it Wednesday or Thursday? Today's Friday. So no, it's probably Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday, yeah.
Doing.
Mm-hmm.
Canceling plane tickets, redoing hotel reservations, redoing dinner reservations, redoing excursion reservations.
Yes.
When I tell you I was pissed because this is what happens. At the beginning of the year, what I started doing was going, because my kids' website, specifically Isaiah's school's website, is the most difficult to navigate. And they don't always have the most up-to-date. It's so frustrating. So anytime I see the school calendar, I screenshot it and I save it in my notes so I can access it very easy. Isaiah and Joe. So I have both of their calendars in my notes section. Really, I could pull it up right now. It's under boys' calendar or something, like school calendar, something really easy. What happens is we transfer that information into our calendar.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So when we're making plans, I can see those things.
Right.
Somehow there was a miscommunication between Kevin and I, which isn't surprising. We miscommunicate all the time. In fact, our preferred method of communication is miscommunication.
Hilarious. I love it.
So he puts it in the calendar for the wrong week.
Oh, he did it.
Yes.
Oh.
And that's what I was going, living my
Kevin.
Life off of. No, it's not his fault. It's together, because I'm sure I gave him that somehow.
Wrong. Well, you've been telling me for so long that you actually told me that they had different spring breaks.
And probably what happened was I looked at a date, the right date, had the calendar date wrong, and then just...
I was like, oh, that's so crazy because McKinley usually has the same spring break as the boys. Yeah. Everybody always has the same spring break. Ciao.
So, yeah, that's what I spent my week doing. It's freaking fantastic. Such a great time.
Food delivered to your doorstep. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh takes the hassle out of mealtime this spring by delivering pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-prepare recipes right to your door. Skip the checkout lines and get outside in the warmer weather, amen, because HelloFresh has dinner covered. When it gets warm, you don't want to be inside. You want to be outside. So make cooking dinner easy with HelloFresh. April is Earth Month, and HelloFresh is always committed to a cleaner planet. On average, HelloFresh meals have a 31% lower carbon footprint. Amen. Than the same meals made from supermarket ingredients. Plus, nearly all HelloFresh packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas of the U.S., which is amazing because it's cold right now. I think that has to do with global warming. It's because we won't be taking care of the planet. And HelloFresh is trying to help you cook dinner easy and take care of the planet. That's amazing. Those are the kind of companies you want to support. I personally love HelloFresh. I think you guys know that. I recently made a cheddar crusted chicken.
Ooh.
Bomb. Okay, it was like flaky because the chicken, it was like a chicken breast and it has like the cheddar crusted on the outside. And then they gave like a sweet potato mash. Fire. It was, we were eating it like it was like a dessert. It was fire.
Oh, I love sweet potato mash, so good.
McKinley, Micaiah, and Greg, all in, okay? So that is like one of my favorites right now. But also, anytime HelloFresh gives you a couscous recipe, listen, I don't like the yellow couscous. I don't like that. They use the white one. It's Israeli or something.
Oh, is it good?
Fire.
Fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. So now I like...
I've never had a couscous recipe before.
Oh, my gosh. So now I go to anytime I'm at the grocery store, I go and get it's Israeli or Pearl. I actually don't know which one it is, but...
Fire.
Highly recommend. Okay. So anyway, I'm a fan of HelloFresh. You already know that. Go to HelloFresh.com/juice50.
Juice50.
And use code juice50.
Juice50.
For 50% off. Plus your first box ships for free. So again, HelloFresh.com/juice50.
Juice50.
And use juice50.
Juice50.
As the code for 50% off. Plus your first box ships for free. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Y'all welcome. Make sure you use it because it's fire.
Very good. Okay, so the last part of that, and then I need to catch up on what you're talking about. The last part of that was I also needed to get Monty boarded for the week that we're gone. Mm-hmm. And our original place that we go to for the last, since we've gotten Monty actually, is closed. Yes.
What?
They moved. I think they were bought out, to be completely honest. Oh. I think they were bought out and they moved to a location that's like 45 minutes away. And so I had to find a new place, and trying to do that on like a Wednesday, Thursday situation when you're leaving on Monday. And yesterday I had things to do. Today I have something to do. Tomorrow Joe has a game in Oceanside, which is essentially San Diego.
Yes.
And then Sunday we're going to the wrestling, WrestleMania. Oh, yeah. And then Monday we're leaving. And they have to do, you have to upload all the information. They have to meet the dog to make sure he's temperamental and all of these things on like that truncated timeline is very difficult. So that's what she was called, because we were like, hi, I really need, is there any possible way maybe you can have availability on this day? I know you don't normally, but please, maybe possibly. Yes. So all of that was what I just figured out just now. But it all worked out.
Oh, amen. That's
everything,
what matters.
All the T's were crossed. All the I's were dotted. And if they're not, we'll all find out next week when we come back.
It'll be fine.
So what would you talk about?
So I was saying that I know you guys are covering the SWV and Escape on Bald and the Beautiful. So I took the opportunity while you weren't here to give my quick thoughts.
Oh, we need to talk about it.
It is a mess.
Okay, yeah, we need to talk about it.
That is a mess.
Okay, we can do that in Takes TV.
Okay, girl.
The last thing I want to say, and then we're going to go to the good news,
yes,
is I just have a question. It's kind of long story short, kind of pop the trunk-ish. Okay. I'll do the pop the trunk part separately.
Okay.
But I got my nails done yesterday because I broke them in the moving process. Mm. And my question is, what makes you feel the most sophisticated, the most together, the most like you have everything, like all of your stuff in order? Matching bra and panty set or matching nails and toes?
Oh, I don't do either of those things.
You don't match your nails with your toes? So what color are your toes right now?
White.
Oh.
I stopped doing that.
Wait, is it dated? I always match my fingers and my toes.
No.
I don't do matching bra and panties. So.
Ain't nobody got time.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I do not match.
So you're just living your life untogethered?
Yes. Ungathered? My nails have nothing to do with my toes. I do what I want. You match them?
Yes! My toes are hot pink right now.
Oh, no, honey.
They always match.
I love a good white toe.
I do too,
I don't
too,
care
though.
What's on my nails.
That is
white
true.
Toe me out.
During the summer, I may do that. But for the most part, I match them.
Oh, no, girl.
Oh, my God! Do you guys match your toes?
I know that is it. Are y'all doing that?
Are you guys doing that?
I used to when I first started, but I stopped a long time ago. And people used to try to judge me, and I would be like, I literally
don't care. I
kind of
feel like they have to match.
Oh, no.
They said they don't even know each other.
No, not at all. Not over here, child. I thought you were going to say having your nails done, having your hair done, or like things like that. And I was about to be like, oh, when I have my hair done, I feel like I got my life together.
Yeah,
everything else can be. So I saw a tweet that was like, are you having a bad day or do you just need your nails done? And I mean, your hair done. And I was like, I probably just need my hair
for
done.
Sure. Hair for sure. Oh, my gosh. I need to know if you guys match your bra and panties or if you match your nails and your toes. Nails and toes for me, bra and panties, girl, whatever. I pick up
time.
Is what I'm wearing. That's okay, true. Go ahead, because this is great news.
So last time I was talking about that we had applied McKinley to these agencies, and had I had the call up? No. I left here to go have the call with the agency. And so we go home. We had practice, so we had already sent in the self-tape. McKinley had to do a self-tape from a scene, so we sent that in. And then she had to do a commercial live. They wanted her on the call to, like, act out this commercial. So we found this I feel like this is lifted. We found a...
It was like a Disney
scene? Oh, Charlie's.
Oh, okay.
We found an Oh, Charlie's commercial. That was so short. She memorized it so quick. I was pretty impressed because I'm like, girl, you had a day. And she like had it down. She had all these inflections in her voices and all these like head shaking and like shoulder moving. So I'm like, oh, she's finna kill it. Whatever. So we get on and she immediately gets nervous. It was two women. She immediately gets nervous and they're asking her questions and they're like, they asked her, why do you want to do like ads and like get into acting? And she was like, because playing. And I was like, oh, let me like help like restate the question. I'm like, no, McKinley, they're asking you why you want to. And she's like, singing and dancing. And I was like, oh, her nerves. She's just like,
ever.
She's not even together. So anyway, she ends up doing the commercial. Does amazingly terrible. Okay. I mean, so bad. The girl, as she like acts, it was almost as if she was reading it. And actually, before when they said, are you ready to do the commercial? She got up and she was like, I'll be right back. And she got up and left. And I was sitting there like, where are you going? What is happening? And she was like, like off camera doing her like inhales. And they're like, it's okay. She can take her time. It was so hilarious. So I'm like, are you okay? You sure? Are you good? And she's like, yes. Yeah. So she comes back and she just like reads it. And so, but at the end, she was like, I did so good. And I was like, yes, you did, baby. You did amazing. Yeah, you worked that. They loved you, honey. Loved you.
My God.
So they told us we would hear by the end of the week, meaning today. But actually on Wednesday, they emailed and said they want to sign my girl.
Yay!
So McKinley got an agent. They're sending us the little welcome packet. And they said, so they were going to start her off with some ads, but they also was like, maybe we can see if there's some small acting roles that we can get for her. So we'll probably have to put her eventually in some acting classes and just to get her like really comfortable and you know, all of that. I also think once she does some ads, she'll just be comfortable with the process and being on camera and on the screen and all that. But my girl finna be in y'all stores and on y'all screen.
Congratulations.
congratulations, Ken and Ken.
She is so excited. And I am too. We were like, oh my gosh, you like really did this. Like, that's so incredible.
Yeah, that's so awesome. When I went to Target not Target, Old Navy. Mm-hmm. I went to Old Navy yesterday because I'm buying clothes for the kids because they don't have clothes for spring break. And I saw this little girl, or maybe it was Target because I went to both places. Regardless, I saw a little girl, and literally I said to myself, that easily
absolutely
could be McKinley.
Oh, absolutely.
Easily could be McKinley, yes. In print. Like
100%.
Just, it's so freaking, that's just too easy.
Yes.
So congratulations to our Kenny Ken.
Yes, y'all already know I'm going to be saying anytime she books, y'all will know. Booked and busy. Okay?
Come on.
Booked and busy. So.
I'm super excited for her. Yeah. This is like absolutely 100% what she should be doing with her life. Okay, pop the trunk. I only have one. Same thing with my nail lady. I went to her yesterday to get my nails done. I only want it all pink because the new place that I'm taking Monty to requires this vaccine that Monty doesn't have. Oh. So I made a vet appointment same day. I'm telling you, this is what I've been doing. So I made a vet appointment same day. So I go to get my nails done. I'm like, hey, I got to be out quick. Just do my nails all uh-huh. pink. She's like, do you mind if I change too? Because she's the one who always does all of my designs. I go to her for the last couple years. I'm like, that's fine. I just have to be out by this time. She's like, no problem. I'll have you out. I said, okay. Her name's Mimi. I said, Mimi's choice. Whatever you want. Because I didn't come with no vision. I just want all pink. Why this woman gave me these sunflowers?
I know. I thought they were just polka dots.
No. It's 3-4 different.
They're flowers. Y'all can't read.
This is why I hate them. You know when
it's
you was
cute,
I can't stand it when you are 6.
Yes,
and your mom takes you to get your nails done, and the lady's like, "Do you want a flower?" And of course, at 6, you're like, "Yes, of course, I want a flower. This is the best thing that's ever." I'm 40 years old. I got bills.
Amen.
I got a credit score. I got 2 kids, and I got a freaking spring break I need to fix.
Yeah.
I do not want flowers on my fingers as a grown adult woman.
Amen.
Who pays student loans and taxes.
It looked like it's very Easter spring break appropriate.
Yes!
Yeah.
I said, now Mimi, when have you, in the 2 years I've been going to you, every time you ask me for a flower, I tell you no. Every single, why would you, not one flower.
I know.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 4 flowers per. How'd you even fit that many flowers on my nail?
Why she did that?
I'm so mad. I was like,
you're not
going to
get it fixed though, is you? I mean,
no. I said, thank you, girl. I don't even have the time if I wanted to.
I said, you ain't got no time.
Because I almost told her, girl, put this pink.
Wipe that off.
Just wipe that off. And I should have known because the first thing she did was put the white dots.
Oh,
and I was like,
no, that's the start of a flower.
Yes. And I, literally in my mind, I said, where is this going?
That's
I couldn't figure it out. Child, by the time you do the dryer a couple times because it's gel and you, I got to go. Just go and finish your little stupid flower.
It just feels bright and appropriate. It feels like you're summoning the sun that has been missing in L.A.
I wish I could show y'all. I can't. It's too light.
You need to do a.
It's not going to work.
Uh-uh. No.
Pam is trying. Girl, I'm so mad.
No.
No, it's not even. Because the colors are like pink and blue and yellow and purple.
Hilarious.
I'm so freaking mad that I let this woman do this. I will never do Mimi's choice again.
Hello.
Will always come
Mimi
in.
Mimi ain't got no choice.
She ain't got no more choices. This was your opportunity to prove to me that I could trust you.
And you can't.
And I cannot. So this is it, girl. This is it. Every single time from moving forward, I'm coming in with a vision. Don't do me again. That's it. That's all. All right, next one. Oh, I was just about to say, you don't have no YSL case updates. Is it over?
Oh, no, I can give some.
All right, we're about closing out. And then we got to get into, there was lots of TV.
There is a lot of TV. Let me tell y'all the latest, because there's been a few. I didn't write it in here, so I'm just going to have to scroll a little bit. YSL Woody. So remember that, the interrogation.
Oh, yeah.
That leaked.
Yeah, that leaked. Mm-hmm.
That's Woody.
Okay.
Okay. He posted on his Instagram that he will never testify. And then he also posted Free Young Thug. And everybody was like, you you're helping him be in there. So how are you now saying free young? Like, we heard you on tape already. But he is trying to, the tweet actually says it's pretty obvious, even though he ratted, he's trying to say that he never plans on taking the stand and has stopped cooperating with authorities. So he's saying he didn't stop.
Well,
he believes,
I would too, the ones the tape leaked.
He believes the state leaked the video to pressure him into testifying. So he was not going. He was even at the interrogation, he was trying to be like, yo, I just want to tell y'all. Y'all handle the rest. But I don't want to be out there. I just want to tell y'all. So he's saying that they are trying to force him to do that by leaking that. And then the other thing is Lucci. You know, the beef is with Lucci and Thug, okay, right? Lucci is also facing a RICO case. Kay. His like crew is facing his own. He's locked up. And he had been subpoenaed, which is what a lot of people were saying in the case anyway, that like one of the state's witnesses or whatever is going to be Lucci. Anyway, they're saying he is not cooperating. He's facing his own charges. And even with all of that and his hate for Thug, he still ain't trying to be in the mix of that. So that was one of the other things. And then, oh, this was the last thing. I'm going to read it. Woody, a.k.a. a major state witness potentially in the case, has been reported by the Atlanta mayor's office for threatening people at a rec center. Young Thug's lawyer requests all evidence related to this because Woody lied to enforcement afterwards about it. So they're basically trying to, like, question his credibility. Mm. So even though they have this interrogation, they're trying to call into question his credibility. So
got it.
You know, he basically won't be a valid witness. The other thing that I saw that was interesting that I haven't seen the latest on is, so obviously with the RICO case, there's something on my lip. With a RICO case, there is a number, or in this RICO case, there are a number of defendants.
Okay.
Right? Thug's lawyers are arguing that any of the other defendants' previous charges, trials, convictions should not be allowed to be called into this case.
Got it.
And if they are, he is requesting that he have a completely separate trial, that he is removed from this larger situation and taken out. The thing that I thought was so interesting about that is that the whole point of RICO is that there are these, like, there's an umbrella that encompasses all of these crimes. So asking to take out some of the crimes because of who they were done by would be counter to the point of a RICO
case. Yeah.
So I haven't seen anything else on that, but his attorneys, like, have filed and have basically asked for that to happen. I doubt, with my very non-legal background, okay, I know nothing. I am just a gossip, not even a blogger, amen. I skim the internet and tune into drama. But I just feel like that's not going to happen. Oh. But they were saying they wouldn't be good lawyers if they wouldn't try every single thing.
Got it.
Well, so anyway, that was the latest. Those last round of jurors, it was 300, and they said 90% of them have asked to be removed.
I would immediately come in with my version to be 100%. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a little bit slow, but those were, like, over the last couple of weeks of stuff that had been happening. Let me just say this Twitter trend before we get onto this, because I thought it was so interesting. Let me find it. Black millennials need to release the concept of all elders being wise. Some people just get old.
I 100% agree.
Ain't that tea?
I was listening to something, and when people say things that I think are really great, I write them down. He said, children have thoughts without wisdom. Mm-hmm. And the point is that wisdom is something that comes with experience. Uh-huh. It is something that comes with experience. Just because you get older doesn't mean, I would say it comes with experience, and it also comes with some sort of, like, analytical way to, like, see a situation, you know, understand what the learning lessons were, synthesize that and be able to articulate it. Mm. Some people live their life as if they're in like a freaking sitcom.
Yes.
And, you know, in sitcoms, characters don't learn lessons. Yes. That's why they find themselves in, you know, the same situations over and over and over and over and over again.
Yep.
And that's how people live their life.
That is so true.
That is so. Yes, I agree.
That is true. The other thing, because for me, I did believe that. I also feel like there's some churchiness tied into that idea that like olders, you have to have this respect for them and almost not a reverence, but like.
Yeah, it's reverence.
Okay. For like older people and they are so wise and you have to talk to them and get all of this. And so you can grow up believing that and assuming that and assigning that to everybody that is older that you come into contact with. But then you start to encounter.
Listen, folks that are just old.
Dumb old folks.
Come on.
Dumb.
The same folks we were talking about at the beginning of this episode.
Yes. That don't make wise decisions, that don't understand consequences for actions, that don't have long-term...
Just short-sighted.
Short-sighted. You encounter them and then you start to be like, am I still supposed to... I'm still supposed to give all them this respect and reverence, huh?
You're not
supposed to...
Listen.
Huh?
We were having a conversation with someone and they were telling us how someone... legit, if I'm going to stand 10 toes down, wronged us.
Mm-hmm.
And the person was saying that we need to apologize to them because of the office that they hold.
Oh, child.
And it's the same thing. It's like, no, mm-mm. I don't understand because they operate in this office. I am due or I have the responsibility of fixing the relationship by offering them an apology that they actually owe me.
Oh, amen.
Why do I always have to be the bridge over troubled water?
Hello?
I'm tired of being stretched out. Like, no.
Mm-mm.
They offered the apology to me or we don't have a relationship. And guess what? You're going to be real hard pressed to prove to me that I am wrong. It is not my responsibility to fix a relationship that I didn't break.
Amen.
Especially when I attempted to fix it even beforehand, before I came to the wisdom that like, I don't have to do this.
Mm.
This is not on me.
Yeah.
And why do we think because of whatever position you hold? Listen, this is the other thing we've seen on on like those Twitter, tweet mm-hmm. things, tweet
the posts, the tweeters.
You know, where they have the
where
words
the tweets
on it.
Be.
And they say that, like, you can't abuse a position of authority in order to get what you're looking for. When I was a child, okay, there were a lot of things you could tell me that I assumed were true because of who you are.
Yep.
As you get older
yep.
and you're able to analyze things for yourself, uh-huh. you'd be like, no, mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I don't owe you nothing.
Amen.
And I'm not going to give you nothing. And I'm not going to be stressed and weighed down and you have you thinking, you know, the unforgiveness. I actually am not harboring mm-hmm. unforgiveness. I'm just living my life.
Hello?
I really am. I really, truly am. I'm just living my life.
Yeah.
You're not really that much of a concern.
Mm-mm. That line of thinking, and again, this is why I say it for me in my experience, it's so much people be taking the Bible and twisting what they say.
Oh my God.
Because a lot of older Black people in particular, originally, I feel like they changed over time, but a lot of them, when it came to like Trump being president, that same ideology and way of thinking would be because of the office that he holds, i.e. president, there is, he is due a certain level of respect and reverence. When the reality, that's a fool.
A whole
that
entire
is a damn
fool.
And I don't care. That man, he's old. That's an old man. Foolish.
Shown up.
He don't, and that from president to to your neighbor next door to your mama and your daddy. Okay, older people can owe people younger than them apologies.
Absolutely, and as they parents, can be wrong. We need to be offering that to our children to show them that you can be wrong.
You can be wrong.
And you can have the humility to apologize in your wrongness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Child, go kick rocks. That's what my mama said.
go kick
rocks with open toe shoes.
That's my favorite.
Then she'll tell somebody, which I just told that said this the other day, and I was like, I don't, why is this even activity? Mom used to say, girl, you could go jump in the lake. Did you just tell them to go commit suicide? I'm so confused.
Lakes are usually dirty. They're also really cold. Okay. And I'm very dangerous. There's like rocks in there. You're gonna like for sure injure yourself.
It's shallow too. You gonna jump in.
Yes. Or go play in traffic.
Oh, go play in traffic.
You are girl.
Girl. Where do these sayings originate? Like go kick. Let's
someone
talk about
evil.
It. Yes. Go kick rocks with open toe shoes. Go jump in a lake. Go play in traffic. Shut up.
No, sorry. The go play in traffic, you're literally telling someone to kill them. So that's wild. Who? Yes, absolutely.
All right. Last one is let's take the TV.
Because
I've never watched so much TV in my entire 40 years. It's like a job right now.
It's the best.
Oh my gosh. It's
There's
so much.
Much good stuff.
All right. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's do SWV and Escape just because we won't be able to do too much because I know y'all review it. So I was saying that have you watched all of the things? Funky Dineva, Candy Speak On It.
I watched Candy Speak On It.
Tamika's video.
Yeah, I watched Tamika's videos. I don't know Funky Dineva.
Oh my gosh. So actually the thing that I loved about Funky Dineva, his video that he made, he apparently made a video before this one. I didn't watch the first one. But he was saying if they have a sex tape of Tamika, she should own it.
She did.
I know. And so he was saying, he first said she should own it. And so yesterday's video, he was like, and she did.
And
I love it. He said, I forgot the phrase he used. I actually really loved it. But he was basically saying like, own your stuff. Who cares?
Yeah, she absolutely did.
So he was like, they're going to talk about it for 2 days. It's going to be over. Like, I love it. But what he said was, Tasha, if you and your husband are so right and y'all ain't take that girl's money, if you want the Trump card, sue her.
I told Kevin that. I said the reason, because this is easily slander.
Easily.
This is
easily.
Slander is spoken, libel's written. Okay. This is easily slander. You have entirely too much evidence of this woman on all the platforms available. I mean, she's doing every interview on the television, on the YouTubes, her own. I could invite her on this one and she would talk about it. Like, this woman is I'm willing to talk. If it is not true, there is entirely too much evidence to suggest that you would be right. The problem is she's not.
She's not.
And on, did you watch Tamika's last video where a little bit of the truth? A little bit of the evidence, something she called it.
Mm-mm.
Child, she had her sister's address, most of it blanked out.
Oh, the video
out.
She did. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Her email up on there, her phone number.
Girl, y'all did that.
I said there's no... Then she explained, y'all thought it was just one check. No.
No. She said, I was being nice because all I said was $30,000. It was more than that.
Tasha did everything she said she did. That girl did it.
She did that.
Sure, and her husband.
And that's a mess. That is a whole mess. Be stealing from your sister behind your old bummy ass husband.
That's why I said they could never. I don't understand how they even operate as a like. They do business together.
Yeah,
Tasha. I pray that you at least are protecting yourself, because if you're just signing the contracts that he created and negotiated for you, girl, I know he said you own your own masters. He might be the one to own your masters.
You might want to double check. Just make sure. Okay?
Just I would, because y'all out here being real shady, and it seemed like he'll upshade you, Tasha.
It do. That's what it seemed like. They were saying that he got a side baby, a secret side baby. I didn't know that, so now I got to go do the research.
Oh.
Because that's believable. That's believable. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so that's all I really wanted to say about that. That was a mess.
I called the show Escape versus Escape featuring SWV.
Amen.
Because that's all it is.
SWV be minding their business.
Listen to me.
They are trying to put a show on. Escape be all day, every time there's a problem.
There's a problem internally. It's actually really sad to go behind the veil of like these 90s groups and to see and understand like how dysfunctional they really were. Like Tasha, I mean, and this is the thing. I know folks don't like Candy. I have a lot of reasons why I do.
Me too.
Number one, she absolutely 100% is a businesswoman.
Absolutely.
And I think being able to be like, I don't care what y'all gonna say, we gonna have this conversation because I need what I need from you is understanding. Like, she needs the understanding. How is this gonna operate?
Yeah.
And I don't care about the egos because y'all want to talk about what y'all did in the 90s. Well, guess what? It's 2023. So let's not talk about what you did. Let's talk about what you can do.
Hello.
Because this business is very much what can you do for me lately.
Amen.
And lately is 2023. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's first of all. Then I also appreciate, because, and I don't get all the way deep down in the tea, so I might be a little bit biased, because when I watch her stuff, it's very much like, why are you so obsessed with me? Like, I don't understand why you're so obsessed with me. You keep thinking I'm doing this, that, and the third, and I promise you I'm living my life.
Right.
I'm not studying you.
No.
But Tasha needs a villain in her history book.
The other thing, because I love Candy too, and even when she may get on my nerves, the reality is, y'all are on Bravo. Do you want to know why you probably are on Bravo?
Come on.
Because Candy is the longest standing housewife for Atlanta on Bravo.
And she will pimp a show in a minute.
And she has had how many shows?
And that's what I'm saying.
On Bravo? Y'all got this deal because of her.
Yes.
You might want to sit down.
And shut up.
You want to pay your respects over here, okay? Sit down, say thank you, plan your show, go on about your business, give your sister her money back.
And give your sister her money big.
That's it.
Next show.
Love is Blind.
Mel stayed up and watched the additional episodes. I have not.
So the new episodes, there's only three.
Oh, good.
And I started the third one. I haven't made it to the end. So there's going to be, we should start with the original.
Okay.
And then we'll go into spoiler alert because it just came out today. Okay. I'm just going to talk about it. I'm going to spoil some stuff. So talk about the beginning and then we'll spoil.
All right,
spoiler,
Love is Blind season 4.
Girl.
We have, well, you talk first.
Okay.
Because I watched it earlier this
week. So here's my thing. So Tiffany and Brett, the black couple, they're like 35, 36.
Love them. I want them to make it so much.
Absolutely. Love them. They're great.
I really am praying that neither one of them turns out to be not who we think they are.
Yeah.
I need them to stay in formation and be exactly who we think you are because they're just adorable.
Here's the thing.
No.
That bathing suit he bought her was ugly.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Ugly.
It was.
She was so sweet.
That's what you have to do. They're not in a place where she could be that honest up front, that close.
That thing was ugly. And actually, she had it on for like one clip, and then she had a different bathing suit on. And I was like, she took that off because it was ugly. You ain't gonna have me on the internet, on TV, on Netflix's worldwide streaming.
Come on.
With this ugly bathing suit.
Come
that
on.
Woman changed that. But she was really sweet and gracious about it, and that was adorable.
I love them. Just love them.
Next, let's go to Chelsea. No, let's go to Jackie and Marshall. Jackie is the Latin woman.
Oh, yes. And
Marshall.
Marshall looks like the famous Jet Jackson to me.
He does look like that.
He looks like the famous Jet Jackson
to me. He does.
I think Marshall is a really good guy. I really, really do. I can't get a read on Jackie Chad. I can't tell if she's just emotional.
Girl.
Or if she's just kind of overwhelmed. I don't know.
So... And I could, you know, the episodes I watch, she continues to be very, I agree, maybe overwhelmed. I want her family to come on the show because what is happening at home?
That's what I'm saying.
This woman, it's like she is either financially supporting them. They living in her house. So what is I need to understand.
She got a lot happening.
What is happening? And he is so patient.
He is so sweet.
He is so patient with this woman.
Man, I really just hope she doesn't. Like wear him down.
Yes.
You know, over time. Yeah. Because right now, you know, it's new. I'm strong. I got energy. I got patience. I got long suffering.
Yes.
And then after so long, you know, the long suffering, just be like, I'm just suffering.
Yeah.
Okay. And my patience is worn thin.
Yes.
And this is no longer going to work.
They said her dad has cancer. That actually gives so much context, because without that bit of information, it's so confusing as to why she. It's like life is hard. We're all going through.
Thank you.
But that helps,
because I was like,
that's heavy.
What is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That does
help. Okay.
And she's probably in some capacity, like holding the brunt of like keeping the family together, sane,
and probably also feels guilty.
Yeah.
Because you're out doing this, finally living your life, having a good time. And then, you know, you kind of have to compartmentalize. And sometimes those two things can collide.
Actually, that helps a lot.
Yeah. So, okay. Oh. That makes more sense.
Okay. So now let's go to Chelsea and Kwame. I would say Kwame, but homegirl, somebody said Kwame. So how you feel about Dean?
So I don't know. I don't like them.
I don't either, but here's why. On this show, historically, choosing the person you don't really want because your first person didn't choose you has never worked.
No.
It is rude. It's embarrassing. It is insulting. And especially because the second choice doesn't really always know. They have some kind of understanding because here you are on the show, so you're dating multiple people. But like, that man was bawling his eyes out.
Yes.
He thought his world had ended.
What is so surprising to me, though, is how into Kwame Chelsea is.
Yes.
I find it really interesting.
It is interesting.
Especially considering she was the second choice.
Yes.
Especially considering, like, I would be like, I would be very hesitant. Low key, I would be out.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't go on a show and you get your heart broke and then you come back to me. But she seems to be all in for it.
Yeah, but what I wonder, because he did break it off with her.
Yes.
And then came back.
Yes.
She did know about homegirl, but she still be all in is like, you just didn't want to lead a show.
That's
without
what I was
going to
say. I feel like at this point,
pick me.
It's giving.
I want to.
For the TV. But, okay, that's kind of like the very, the side of me that's very, I can't think of the word right now, but whatever, that side. The other side of me that's a little bit more like in goodness, I really think she likes this man.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I can't tell.
I can't either.
I feel like she like him, though. I really do. Because she also, I'm like, what's your family life like?
Yes.
You know, who's your mama, your daddy? I need to understand where they from.
See, but when you watch the next episodes, it's giving you... I don't know. I don't know that that's going to help.
Well, like, is she rebelling against her family, or she always dates black men?
No. Well, and she didn't say that. They didn't reveal that.
The way she likes him and is over excited about him, given their history, I'm like, is this a fetish?
Yeah, but she didn't know he was black.
Girl, not with a name like Kwame.
I mean, that's true.
She absolutely
never met
knew.
No white man named Kwame.
That's what I'm saying. She absolutely knew.
Yeah.
So they're just, I don't know.
I agree.
I can't tell if it's like, is it a fetish thing? Do you really, really like him? Is it TV?
Yes.
Is it like, girl, for you to come in second best,
girl,
I wouldn't be like all as enthusiastic. Mm-mm. I wouldn't personally. Yeah.
They,
I wouldn't.
They not finna last.
Okay, next one.
Micah and Paul.
I don't remember who that is. First of all, I love that name, Micah.
I do too. I was like, oh, we should have named Micaiah Micah.
I said that.
You did. And when it came on, I was like, I like that name.
I love that name. Oh, this white girl. Girl.
Yes. Yes. They're like the least memorable.
That's why
you had to remember. You had to look them up.
But what I remember about Micah is actually her connection to Irina.
Yes.
And everybody. Yes. This is the other thing. The internet was trying to say Kwame is the villain. No.
No.
Irina is the villain.
Absolutely.
I don't understand why he was getting so much hate.
Absolutely.
Like, he's doing the show. You know, that's what they do. I like you. Oh, you don't like me back? Hey, back up, back up, back up.
Yeah.
I like you again. That's what people do on the show. Irina? Then she likes this dude.
Yes. And Irina,
and he doesn't all the way like her, right? Didn't he say he was questioning his decision?
Wait, that's Paul?
Yes.
No, I think Zach was.
Ah, yes, it was Zach.
The thing is, Micah and Irina were so, they're jerks. They're mean girls, such mean girls, both of them. And so it makes, I didn't like Micah because you're just being mean.
Yeah. And it was the mean that's mean.
Yes.
Not like the funny mean. No. The mean.
You are being mean. You are trying to embarrass these girls. You're trying to like, you're just being a jerk.
Yes.
I hate it. So I hated that. Okay. Now we go to Zach and Irina. Because Irina, like you said, evil woman, mean, gives bad energy. When Bliss was in that date with Zach and she was like, well, that makes me question your judge of character.
She wasn't
your
wrong.
Judgment it was is being
and
questioned.
He took that way too personal and then chose have. Wrong.
He should have, because then what happened?
And then what happened?
They went on that, saw each other, and she said, you look like a cartoon character.
And I was undone ever since.
A cartoon.
They said
character.
That man looked like the third Property Brothers. Someone else said he does like a cartoon character. He does.
But telling him that?
Girl, I don't know. But she is, for as mean as she is, she should be cuter.
I agree.
She is not you got some giving nerve. That you are the man men are falling the,
yeah,
over
not.
Themselves
no.
after.
No.
For you to be as mean as you were to that man.
That it's giving insecurity.
Yes.
You are actually insecure, and so you're projecting that
yeah.
on other people.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
a jerk.
Yeah.
You're a jerk.
I did not lie. I don't
no,
like her.
I don't like her at all. And then for her to then tell Micah that she actually likes Micah's man.
Girl, I said, oh, you just want to be on TV. You're just here to be the villain.
Just literally here to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, you're just here to be the villain.
Okay, so... Spoiler alert, I'm about to go into the at least the first two episodes of the next batch.
Okay.
So it ended, you saw the little clip with Bliss coming back because Zach and Irina break up.
Yes.
So the next episode, they go to a little coffee date,
uh-huh.
okay, and they have a few little conversations, whatever, and it's real cutesy, and it's very clear that he is like... trying to pursue this, and she is open.
Oh, really?
She is open about it. She is open to...
Dear future Love is Blind contestants, never be open to being second fiddle. Close it off. Be done.
Yes. So they hang out, and then they hang out again. I can't remember if they hang out a third time, but they are obviously hanging out and rekindling this romance.
And she doesn't think he looks like a cartoon character?
No.
She's a
She actually, they talk about how nerdy each of them are. So she goes to his house and he had like made her dinner and he was like, I have this sound system that like when you open the door to my room, the Harry Potter theme song plays. And she was like, oh no, that's like fine. That's like cool. And I was like, oh, you guys are the same. Because what?
I would have been
that's
out,
not happening that's, around here. That's 5 years old. Ain't nobody
go.
Doing
I
that.
I gotta go.
So they're like really kind of nerdy together and like love that about each other. So it must have been 3 dates because they did the coffee, he did the cooking at the house, and then they go on this boat ride.
Mm.
So they go on the boat ride and he says, is there anyone, if you could meet anyone in the world, who would you want to meet? And she says, Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
And he says, I'd like to meet your parents. And then he gets down on a knee and he proposes to Bliss. I told y'all spoiler alert, so I hope y'all muted if y'all ain't want to hear that. Yup. So he proposes.
But wait, they're off the Love is Blind path, right? He proposes on his own accord.
Yes.
And no.
And she says yes.
Oh! She said yes?
She said yes.
She's a dummy.
She said yes. She was like, I've always known from the first time I heard
you. Oh, girl, bye. Because he wasn't so sure.
Yes. Yes.
I need to know what couple out there in the real world have lasted when they were second fiddle. Because this is giving y'all ain't gonna make it.
No. And actually what she said that I was like, oh, this is giving resentment, is that she was like, you proposed to another girl and now here I am saying yes. So it's like, yeah, girl, it's processing for you. You are like, you wanted to be with him, so you're happy. But this is giving resentment. This is giving you embarrassed
me. That's going to eat you up.
And I still said yes. You are indebted to me for life. You owe me forever because you played me, embarrassed me.
Ain't no way in the world.
And she said yes, child.
Dumb.
Yep. The other thing that was kind of interesting is, so they're all like merging their where they live and like all of that stuff. And the black couple, Tiffany and Brett. So Tiffany was living with like roommate. They're in Seattle.
Oh,
I didn't realize that. But yeah, this whole thing, except Kwame lives in Portland, but he's like work from home. So he's going to move in. But anyway, Tiffany goes to Brett's house because she has roommates and Brett has like his own thing. And while she's there, she's like taking note of like the stuff in his house and all that kind of stuff. So they're having these conversations and she's like, you have some like expensive things, like things that cost money. What outside of, I can't remember if it was not shoes. I forgot what specifically, but she was saying, what outside of this thing, like, have you spent the most money on? Like, what things have you, whatever? And he said, probably luggage. And she was like, oh. And so I'm telling that story to say that it seems like they have income
is very gapped,
especially given her like being in having a roommate. Mm-hmm. He has like, I think a couple rooms in his place. Wow. He has a closet full of only shoes.
Oh, wow.
And so she is saying, like, I can see myself living here. And I'm like, yeah, girl, because he's not finna move in with the roommates. And he has the monies. And then they were talking about, like, how things would be split up. And he was like, well, I wouldn't want it, like, you know, split straight down the middle. We could do, like, 60-40 or, you know, kind of whatever. And I'm like, because you got the money.
Because he got the money. And what is his job? What's his income?
I can't remember now. I was going to say.
Is he a design?
The fact that he had that many shoes. I was like, oh, you obviously work at Nike.
Oh, there we go. Nike corporate, not the Nike store.
Yep.
And he's in Seattle or Portland?
He's in Seattle. Kwame's in Portland. Oh. But I was like, oh, I wonder if Kwame works at Nike too.
Yeah, because Portland is Nike.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a designer. I remember that now in the pods that he got was talking
money.
About that.
It's very clear that he has more money than her. And the way that he lives his life,
I think if there's going to be any issues,
it's going to be he is a bit more clean than her.
Mm.
They were having this conversation about like water on the bathroom floor. I think it was them. I'm like, oh, the real, like the merging of life and world is going to probably, if there is an issue, that's going to be their issue.
Well, listen to me, Tiff girl. Listen, Tiffy.
Yes.
Okay. Get your life together.
Yeah.
Okay. If this man liked you the way he liked you in them pods,
yes.
Clean up after yourself. Don't lose no man because you're not clean.
Mm-mm.
Don't you lose no man because you're not clean.
Hello.
Pick up a broom, pick up a mop, pick up a towel.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clean up after yourself, wipe your butt.
wipe your butt.
And get it together.
The other thing that was interesting actually
Because Seattle ain't cheap either.
It's not cheap. So Kwame lives in Portland and Chelsea lives in Seattle and they had went to Portland to his place to get some of his things. And she was like, oh, it's really beautiful. And he was like, yeah, would you like want to move here? And she was like, no, Seattle's home. That's like where my family is. And I'm like, oh, he was saying like, it really is my house is my peace. And like, I really love it here. And even when her dad came and met Kwame and he was like, what are y'all going to do? And she was like, we're just going to basically be in Seattle. And like, we'll kind of see what happens, but like, we'll be in Seattle. And you could tell that he's not excited about that. He likes Portland, I'm assuming, more than Seattle, and probably just really enjoyed his space.
Seattle and Portland are very different vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
And people who are born and raised in Seattle and love Seattle very much be like Seattle's home.
Yeah.
Be like, this is it for me.
Yep.
Ooh, child. Well, Nike shoe designer. Yeah, girl. Tiff.
Tiff. Pull it together, girl.
Get it together now.
I haven't watched the last episode, so if there starts to be a thing, we'll see. The other thing, Jackie and Marshall. Marshall's family came over and met Jackie. She was having a meltdown about life and like being very overwhelmed and like all of that. But his family was just so kind and welcoming. And it was like just a good meeting. And you could tell that she felt like good about it. So anyway, we'll see kind of how that continues to unfold. Oh, and then Kwame called his mama to tell his mama about Chelsea. And his mom was like, no, thank you. I don't want to meet her. You're like, so the conversation went terribly and they hung up. And so.
Ciao. This is why you have to tell black. Why don't the black people tell their parents beforehand? If you know your mama, daddy, and them is going to be the ones that be like, girl, you doing what? That's stupid. Get off my phone.
Yeah.
You got to prep them ahead of time.
Yes.
Or don't do the show.
And be very clear about at the end of this, we going to get married.
Yes.
So that they don't, because it seems like the parents go into it thinking, oh, they're just doing this little like dating show and not understanding that like there was a proposal.
Correct.
At the end of this.
Child, don't be a dummy.
So then they be mad.
Don't be a dummy.
Don't be a dummy.
Don't be a dummy.
Words to live by.
For real. All right. Anything else?
Oh, wait. Just quickly, because we are like more than over. But Seeking Brother Husband.
Oh. Okay. We do got to talk about Seeking Brother Husband. I watched it was only one episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was going to be more. The black woman specifically is giving Peter Pan.
Peter Pan?
She doesn't want to grow up.
That's true.
She doesn't want to have responsibilities.
Yep, yep, yep.
She wants new love all the time.
Yep.
And the problem
new
with
love
the,
all the time.
All the time. And so the problem with husband number two is that he thought you were unhappy with him because he was the wrong man. I am actually your Mr. Right.
Yes.
And we're going to grow old together and things will just begin to become, you know, routine because that's what happens in life. And she was like, mm-mm. Oh, no, nah, not this looking like every day, every day.
Mm-mm.
Not every day looking the same.
Mm-mm.
Not us not having sex every single morning. For this reason, I will be seeking a brother husband.
Yes. The name of the show, a few people asked.
Oh, sorry.
Seeking Brother Husband is the name of the show, and it is essentially sister wives, but
flipped
women who have multiple partners.
Yeah, they're in a polyamorous relationship with men.
And it is. So, yeah. So she not sleeping with the first husband. So she got
and
the second.
Wait, the first husband said, listen to me, y'all. The first husband said, you know, I like my space. And they're the primary sexual relationship.
Yes.
And so when she desires me and I desire her,
then we get together.
I said, oh, wait, hold on a second. So what you're saying is y'all don't be having sex at all.
He is a roommate.
And
he just... helps them pay the rent.
He gives 100% okay. I like my space.
He's like, I'm upstairs. She sleeps in his bed every night. She spends time with him every night. I be upstairs minding my business. Okay?
And that's fine.
And that is completely fine.
She introduced this new guy. I was jealous a little bit. Not really. Really care. I was happy to get her off my back.
It was wild.
The second husband is like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And I just feel like, and da da da. And what if this guy does? And the guy is like,
Actually, because she said, can you talk to him about that transition? I think it would be helpful. And so, yeah, he's like, it was fine.
It was
and
no big deal.
The second husband is stressed out. What about me?
He is completely stressed.
What about us? And it's like, oh, you didn't come in realize.
No.
She's not a regular.
No.
She just likes newness.
No.
You got old and stale. So they are hilarious. The other one is... the white woman who has her... She cheated on her husband. She cheated on her husband and then was like, while we're here.
Listen, the thing about polygamous relationships, the foundation can't be, I'm going to legalize your cheating activity.
Yeah, no. That's literally not the same.
It can't be the same.
Cheating on your partner and then just saying we're in a polygamous... That's called cheating.
That's called cheating.
You got to get a partner who agrees to this
lifestyle
first, and then you guys engage, or one person, or however that makes sense. But that woman cheated on her husband and then was like, while we're here, we should just like have an open relationship.
I've been meaning to talk to you about this.
So, and so then he agrees, and now she got a black man.
Sure enough.
But the black man ain't with it.
Nope.
He is not with it. He's like, I'm trying to understand how I fit here.
Listen.
What is this? What are we doing here?
Yeah, it's a gateway, girl. My answer would be no.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. That's called divorce.
The thing that I was the most interested in when I was watching Sister Wives was like, black people would never do this. Black people be doing this.
Black people be doing this.
Black people be doing this. And that black lady and this black man are on the polar opposites of how I would expect black people to respond to it.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't it, are there three or is it just two couples?
No. There's a third one.
Okay. The other, what's the other third one?
I don't pay. They were not memorable.
I don't remember either. It was a lot. I'm trying to tell you now. It's very interesting.
It is interesting. Y'all should watch because it is.
That's her.
Oh,
maybe it was only two.
I don't know who these people are. So anyway, y'all should watch. It's a hilarious time. I don't even want to say good time. It is. It's wild.
Hasn't gotten to like Sister Wives, although I can't wait for this new season because old girl got a new boo that she says the love of her life, and I'm just like, girl, how you do that face? How you did that face?
That may be cheating.
All right. Thank y'all so much for joining us for this extended hour 15 episode. We did it.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. So this episode will actually, for the Patreon, this episode will actually drop next week. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be back on the week that I thought I was on spring break, but I won't be. We'll be back that week.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Kat said, if you could recommend a show for folks who don't watch, which one would you suggest?
Meaning out of the Seeking Brother, Husband, or Love is Blind?
Love is Blind.
I would say Love is Blind. The only thing is Love is Blind is probably going to be over in the next
week.
Month.
Okay, I'll give it.
Because they're going to do releasing the episodes and then they'll do a reunion. Yeah. So yeah.
But then you can binge backwards. So Love is Blind.
Yeah, I would say Love is Blind. And then, but we'll still talk about, well, assuming Seeking Brother, Husband gets good.
Yeah.
But Love is Blind is already
Crazy.
All right, y'all. Bye.